This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We jinxed it a couple days ago. We said that the Orioles spring training was boring. Well, yesterday it was far from it. Actually, the last 48 hours have been far from boring. It's a perfect time to go out to the Winter Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our friend John Morosi, and remember, you can watch John on MLB Network's The Hot Stove weekdays at 9 a.m. coming up on its final week of the offseason. Plus, MLB Network will be down at O's Camp this coming Wednesday. Catch all the coverage later that night on MLB Tonight. And John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I don't know how familiar you are with the timeline, so I'm just going to give it to you real quick and let us know if this all washes for you. So Grayson Rodriguez pitched 2 days ago. He said after the game that he didn't feel good in the bullpen, felt sluggish, but decided he was going to fight through it, could not get behind the ball. After the game, said still felt sluggish, but was okay. Brandon Hyde.
Wait, real quick. During the game, was throwing four-seamers below 90 miles
yes,
an hour.
Yes, yeah. He was not.
Stayed in the game after
33
that.
Pitches. His velocity was way down. After the game, said he was fine, just sluggish. Brandon Hyde was an hour late for the start of the game. He was in traffic. There was a semi-accident on 75, so he didn't get there until an hour into the game. So when he was asked about it after the game, he kind of laughed it off, saying it sounded good on the radio. But now the next day, he's got tricep soreness. Is it as bizarre as we feel like it is, what we went through on Wednesday?
Well, the individual, the hour by hour, it does add some intrigue, I suppose. But the most important top line of it all is that he doesn't feel right and that his velocity's down. So there are certainly some details within the story that make it a bit more memorable than your usual spring training story. But I do think the most germane thing here is that you've got a pitcher who had injury issues a year ago having more injury issues. And, of course, last year it was the shoulder issue. There was the right lat issue that he dealt with. So this is now becoming a recurring theme. And obviously I'm not a doctor. I have not seen his imaging, nor would I know what to make of it if I did. But there is a reason. When you look at a lot of the studies that baseball has done in the last couple of years about pitching injuries, this is the time of the year when most of the injuries surface, because it's when pitchers are going through the most dramatic ramp up from what off-season throwing is like to them pitching in a game. And the fact that he was trying to get through it, I think, speaks to this, the inherent challenge of this time of year. You don't know necessarily what is dead arm, what is normal, what is abnormal. But at this point, you had two different injuries last year. Now your fastball is under 90 miles an hour in a spring training outing without a ton of time left before opening day. If you as an Orioles fan or anybody listening wanted to put the adjective injury prone attached to Rodriguez's name, it would be difficult to mount a significant rebuttal to that statement.
So if I was going to say I'm the whatever visiting, I'm another AL East team, and I could pick three Orioles that are going to that I could pull out of their initial plans for the season. I could pick any three, like Grayson Rodriguez, Gunnar Henderson, and Andrew Kittredge would be a pretty good starting point. And
injured.
Yeah. I don't think any are going to be on the opening day roster. You just said it. We're only weeks away from this thing starting, and it is a marathon. How concerning should this be? How concerning is this?
It's concerning, especially when you look at the big picture, which is that Corbin Burnes isn't there anymore.
Nope. Nor is Santander.
Right. Nor is Santander. So, and this is why baseball is so interesting. And the Dodgers and the Mets, they're in a separate category, it appears, and the Yankees to some extent are. But we could say the other 27 teams are in a mode where they've got to the most important job that you've got, if you're one of those other 27 teams, and even if you're with the other three that I mentioned, is your most important job is to identify what your window is and maximize it.
Mm.
Now, it's difficult sometimes with the benefit of hindsight, but Jason, Ken, and Tim, I've been lucky to cover this game for a long time. And the one thing that will often be said is there is this, what I would describe, a false sense of security that often happens for teams when they have a good base of young talent. And there's a very legitimate reason for this. We've got this great young talent. Wow, let's just let this group mature together. We'll be in contention every year, and sooner or later we'll break through, and it's going to be awesome. Sometimes that doesn't happen. You can ask the Seattle Mariners, who are in the process of – they kind of have the opposite story of the Orioles, where they're based around their young pitching, and there's a lot of restlessness there in Seattle because they're nearing the time where a lot of their players are about to get more expensive, and then they're one or two big injuries away from missing their window. Look at the Toronto Blue Jays. They have not won a playoff round in about 8 years, and now they've got Vlad and Bo, who are entering their walk year with, obviously, in the case of Vlad, no extension in sight. So it is, I guess what I'm saying is, the movie that I'm starting to watch right now with the Orioles,
mm-hmm.
I have seen clips of it before in other cities,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that no Oriole fan wants to say, and I'm not there yet because we haven't even started the season yet, but sometimes the year that you're planning for to say that, well, this is our go for it year, or this is when all of our internal pieces are going to coalesce and we don't even really have to do that much in terms of mortgaging the future to maximize the present. We're just going to evolve into being this team. Sometimes that doesn't happen. And sometimes the year when you should have done it is actually in your rearview mirror, and the year in front of you looks a lot more flawed than you realize. And when you look at the number of injuries that the Orioles are encountering right now, two things are possible. Number one, either they probably should have invested a bit more in the premium tier of talent, whether it was last offseason or last year at the deadline.
Preach.
Right. Or Scooble, et cetera. We could talk about that. Or here's the other piece of it. If you look at this year, and if your farm system is as good as you say it is, then the kids better show up and play.
Amen.
Because you may need them right now.
John, and that's our biggest question, is Mike Elias going to change his stripes? And you mentioned the looking back, like, are those years in the rearview mirror? And I immediately went to 2023 when the Yankees were down, when the Red Sox were down, and they took the league by storm, won 100 games. Last two trade deadlines, Mike Elias did not maximize it. Focusing in on the Grayson Rodriguez and Kittredge injuries, you didn't bring in the upper echelon pitcher because the messaging was Grayson is going to be the ace this year. And they really didn't bring in any closer insurance for Felix Bautista coming off the Tommy John surgery. So do you expect Mike Elias to change his stripes before it isn't too late?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
More aggressive?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
I don't. Because if he was going to take this approach, he would have done it by now. Mike Elias, in my experience and following his career, he is a very disciplined and methodical executive, which for many, many years has been to his credit and has helped the Orioles get to where they're at right now. He has done, I think, a very admirable job of building. But there, and again, part of this, and this is why I'm always cautious to say too much of a critique about any one individual, the answer of a lot of things in sports is ownership, okay, at various points in the journey. I'm always a little bit careful to say, well, this is the fault of X executive, because often it is not the fault of him or her in that situation, because the decision is being made at the ownership level. But I will say, from talking to a lot of people around the game and knowing Mike and following Mike, he is a very methodical executive. He is not someone who is going to be like Jerry DePoto or the old days of Kevin Towers or even, honestly, the way that Dan Duquette operated in some ways. He's just not that way.
Is it fair to say he's dispassionate? Because I honestly think it reaches a level of so much numbers that the passion and go for it and the future is now element, he's just not wired that way.
I would not describe it as dispassionate. I suppose I wouldn't choose that word. I think he's just very objective and a little, I think he's, in terms of spending his prospects, a little conservative in that way. Mm. And again, that it's a, and we have to look at the flip side of it and say it's a darn good thing that he never traded Henderson or Westberg or a great many other young players who have impacted this team. So you have to say that he's done well by not trading those guys in past years. And so that was the right call. We should make sure that we point that out. Kowser certainly fits in that description too. So he's done a really good job with a lot of those players. But there are those times, and again, it's a little bit easier to be Andrew Friedman when you know that if you trade a prospect, you can sign Sasaki and Yamamoto and Ohtani and anybody on
sure.
top. It's a different, he's dealing with a different stack of cards than Mike Elias is. But there is that, and again, Mike is passionate about his job. He loves his job. He loves being an executive, and he does want to win badly. It's just his way of going about it is more of an incremental approach, which in this sport often serves you well, but there is that go for it all, go for broke mentality that is seen by a lot of people as risky. And as a result, not a lot of folks do it. Now, one person who does do it and is not really afraid of making a deal is up the road from you a little bit in Philadelphia, and Dave Dombrowski. Mm-hmm. Now, Dave has been around the game for three decades. He's actually became a GM for the first time with the Expos in the mid-'80s. So he has seen it all, and he is to the point where he's got, as the kids say these days, zero cares to give at this point in his career.
Yes.
That's him, and that's not Mike. So I think that there are different philosophies, and plenty of people have criticized Dave Dombrowski and said, oh, he's always going to give up his prospects and he's always going to gamble and mortgage the future. Yeah, well, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, everybody.
Yeah.
So, because he's won a championship in Miami, a championship in Boston, two World Series in Detroit, and he brought a team to the World Series in Philly. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. So,
we've got the most wins in the American League the last two years, JP, so we got that. Don't forget that. Yeah. We got the most regular season wins in the American League the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's nice.
That is something.
Yeah.
But Jason, that is not everything. As you know from other sports that we're watching right now with the trade deadline,
it's something.
You don't have a parade for the President's Trophy.
No, you don't.
John, before we let you go, and we always love having you on, with baseball season approaching, maybe a message to your friends in Little Italy.
Sono molto, molto, molto felice di parlare con voi sulle uccelli, the birds. E penso che è una situazione difficile con l'elezione, però per me sono molto fortunato di parlare sul Baltimore. Ci vediamo durante la stagione.
Yeah, we're effed. I'm with you. Yeah, we're effed.
Ci vediamo.
Great to see you guys.
Saluto.
Ci vediamo presto.
Thank you.
Grazie mille. Buona giornata.
Thank you so much, John.
Grazie mille.
Watch John on MLB Network's Hot Stove weekdays at 9 a.m. coming on the final week of this offseason. Plus, MLB Network will be down at Oz Camp this coming Wednesday. Catch all the coverage later that night on MLB Tonight. We want to hear from the people next. 410-583-1057. Your level of concern with the Orioles. Their three of their main players, their closer insurance-ish, their main bullpen signing, their ace, and their MVP candidate, all likely not on the opening day roster. What's your concern of the Orioles? 410-583-1057.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.